The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my privilege to welcome you here tonight. And I'm so certain that in the last 3 days that the Lord has been blessing you. If God has been blessing you, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a living hallelujah. Already testimonies have started rolling in, and I trust God that tonight yours will not elude you in Jesus' name. I want your heart to be connected to God tonight. Don't let your heart stray away. Let your heart be here so that what God wants to do for you, nobody will be able to stop it. I pray that tonight will be like a thousand nights for somebody in the name of Jesus. You want to thank God for last night? You were blessed last night. Shout hallelujah. And I'm privileged to be following up on what we did last night and moving on into higher levels of what we did even last night in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking tonight on empowerment for all-round success. Empowerment for all-round success. The price you are willing to pay for a good will determine the kind of good you are going to take home. It depends on what you are ready to pay for that will determine the actual thing that you will move to the house with. Everything of value has a price tag. Someone say price tag. And one of the major things that is very, very costly that everybody needs in this life is called empowerment. Power. Power. What is power? Of course, you know there are different kinds of power. But we are talking tonight about spiritual power. Spiritual power. There are different kinds of power. There's political power, the kind that people kill themselves for to become governor, senators, and all. There is financial power, which is power that as a result of money in your account. There are different kinds of power. But the power we are talking about tonight is spiritual power. And there is no power that is as valuable as spiritual power. No other power. Financial power will fail. Political power will crash. Educational prowess and power will fail. If not, why will somebody who is a professor of medicine still die? It means that his power, his educational power has failed. Has failed. So there is no power as superior to spiritual power. What is spiritual power? What is power? Power means dynamic ability to make changes. Having the power, the necessary ability, the necessary engracement to make a change. Christianity without power is Christianity without taste. If Christianity is just about just being a Christian, like having a tag, I'm a Christian, that's just a tag. And power is also an instrument for reigning in life. Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3. Power is an instrument for reigning. It is impossible to reign in life. Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. I said Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3. 110 in Jesus' name. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Verse 2, I said 1 to 3. The rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the days of your power, in the beauties of the holiness, from the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of the youth. So power is so important. In Psalm 66 verse 3, the Bible says, through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. Enemies will not submit for you to have all-round success except you have power. Someone say power. They will not submit. Except there is power, devil will not submit. And one of the major ways of assessing this power is called prayer and fasting. We treated prayer yesterday. I'll just speak a little bit about it today, and I will dwell majorly on fasting. What is prayer? What is prayer? It is a medium of interaction with God. Prayer is a medium of interacting with God. Through prayer, you interact with God. Somebody say interact. Let me hear that word from your mouth. Number two, what is prayer? It is a medium of placing your demands on heaven. Heaven's supply to meet your earthly needs. It is a means of placing demands on heaven to meet your earthly needs. You are here, and then you through prayer, you cast your burden. According to Psalms 55 verse 22. Psalms 55, 22. Cast thy burden. You cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. It is with prayer you cast your burden unto the Lord. Through prayer, you cry to God. Psalm 61 verse 1. Psalm 61 verse 1. Through prayer, you cry to God, and he hears you. You cry to him. Hear my cry. Hear my cry. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Attend unto my prayer. So it is with prayer that you do that. And prayer is a platform for obtaining grace and favor. Somebody say grace and favor. Somebody say grace and favor. There is no way you can obtain grace and obtain favor if you are not a praying person. Power that will bring about grace and favor is a product of prayer. Can I tell you this? There is nothing in life that must escape your prayers, especially the important decisions of your life. For example, your career, who you are going to get married to. It must not escape your prayer. And for this to happen, you must be thoroughly engaged. In Genesis chapter 24, from verse 1, the Bible says Abraham wanted to get his son Isaac. He was already getting old. The Bible says Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and then he wanted to get his son a wife. In verse 2, he called his eldest servant, said, "Come, I want to get my son a wife. And you know, God has sent me here. This is not our land. Go and get me a wife for my son from the children of God." And the Bible says, the servant, a wise man, who knew the importance of empowerment. The Bible says in verse 12, Genesis 24 verse 12, the servant went to the Lord and cried to the Lord in the place of prayer. And he said, that's the servant, "Oh Lord, my God, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee. Did you see that? I pray thee. Send me good speed this day and show me kindness unto my master Abraham." That is, I am going to search for a wife for my master's son. Show me kindness. Somebody is here tonight. This month will not end before God will show you kindness. I said this month will not end before God will show you kindness. And then if you go further in that chapter, you will see that God showed him kindness. He said, the first person that comes in, I said, "Give me water." And the person gives him water. And I said to the person, "Give also my camels also." And the person gives it, that must be the wife. And the Bible says that God answered him. God heard him. And the Bible says in verse 14, and it came to pass that there's a damsel here tonight. God is going to fix you up to the right person. Amen. You are going to be supernaturally connected with the right person. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you can get me Good News Version for verse 21. Genesis 24 verse 21. He saw that he got success. Another version says he was prosperous. His journey was prosperous. His journey was prosperous. Verse 24. Good News Version if you have it. Verse 24. God gave him success in that search for a wife. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to give you success. In that your search, God is going to give you success. Give me another version if you don't have that. Give me another good version that depicts what I'm talking about. Because somebody's here tonight, God is going to grant you your heart desires tonight. I say God is going to grant you your heart desires tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Okay, now let's just move on now. What is in prayer again is a medium for change, for a positive change and positive alteration. Prayer brings about a positive change and positive alteration. Prayer brings about a positive change. In Luke chapter 9 verse 29, the Bible says, as Jesus prayed, his countenance was changed. So when you pray, it changes your... As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. So prayer is a medium for changing your countenance. It's a medium for changing your life. And somebody is here tonight, your countenance will change for the better in the name of Jesus. We had so much on that yesterday, and I trust God that the grace to continually pray will be on somebody's life in the name of Jesus. And prayer does not go alone all of the time. Prayer goes with what we call fasting. In Matthew 17 verse 21, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, he said, this kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting. This kind of thing that you want, this kind of testimony that you want, cannot happen except you are a praying person and you are a fasting. I'll dwell a lot on this issue of fasting tonight, since we are fasting, and I trust God that nobody here will fast in vain in Jesus' name. What is fasting? What is fasting? Fasting is an expression of desperation before God. Fasting, prayer is an expression of request. Fasting is an expression of desperation. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 3. It means that you are, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. I am thirsty. That's fasting. And my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so that I have seen in the sanctuary. So, fasting is a medium of expressing desperation on matters of concern. Number two, what is fasting? It is a temporary denial of the flesh of food in exchange for God's attention. A temporary denier. I can see the way all of you, or most of you, your eyes are shining. Your eyes are glowing with fire because of lack of food since morning. Your eye is bringing fire because you are temporarily denying your flesh of food to secure God's attention. I speak to somebody here tonight, you will secure heaven's attention. I say you will secure God's attention. I saw one of my daughters this afternoon. I was speaking to her. I didn't tell her. You know, ladies, it's a very sensitive thing. She had gone a little bit lean just in 4 days. I almost said, you're already lean in 4 days, but I just kept quiet. Praise the Lord. Temporary denial of the flesh of food in exchange for God's attention and God's hand. Add that to it. Number three, what is fasting? Fasting is the affliction of the flesh to get the attention of heaven. Ezra chapter 2 verse 21. Affliction. Fasting is a form of affliction. You afflict the flesh to get attention of heaven. Ezra 8:21. Ezra 8:21. Affliction of the flesh. Affliction of the flesh to get heaven's attention. Now look at this, everybody. Then I proclaim the fast there at the rivers of Ahava, that we may afflict ourselves before our God. So fasting is an affliction. I proclaim the fast to afflict my flesh before God, to seek him, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. I afflicted my flesh to get direction. That's what that place is saying. I afflicted my soul so that God can tell me what to do, so that he can show me the way. Somebody is here tonight. This fasting will not end before God will show you clearly what you are supposed to do 2017. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loud amen. Let me hear your loud amen. People at the back, come on, let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, what is fasting? It is a medium for spiritual stability. You know, a man like Esau, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16, he was not a stable man. He sold his birthright because of food. May your case not be like that. I said, may your case not be like that. The Bible said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Any man or woman that cannot fast has sold his birthright. A man, a woman that say, I cannot fast. Well, we were in evangelism last week for this program. I met in a particular shop about three or four people, and I gave it one of the ladies there too, an handbill. And she said, oh, wonderful program. We come. Is it with fasting? Forget that, why I cannot. I cannot fast. But I will come for prayer. But to fast is a problem. If you are here, that lady tonight, may the Lord deliver you. Fasting is what brings spiritual stability. When you don't fast regularly, you are not stable. You are not spiritually stable. You can fall pekete at any time. Or brekete at any time. Choose anyone you like, brekete or brekete. Anyone you choose, A or B. They both explain what I'm saying. Fasting is a medium for spiritual stability. And of course, fasting is what brings about a man becoming fast in life. Fasting takes a man from the slow lane of life to the fast lane of life. Fasting is like putting a man on an aeroplane, and then it's on the tarmac, and then all of a sudden, because an aeroplane is parked, does not mean that it will not move. When he gets the signal from the control tower and the pilot fires it, you can't use your leg to chase it and catch it. I don't know, maybe any of you have seen anybody that traveled, that went with an aeroplane, and the enemy said, I used my leg to run on and I caught him up. No way. For where? That's what fasting does to your destiny. Fasting moves you from being a slow person to a fast person. Fasting moves you from a dull person to a wise person. Fasting moves you from a nonentity to a celebrity. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of fasting? Number one, fasting makes you to last. Whatever you are doing in life, we last to the extent of your fast. Whatever you are doing in life, it will last to the extent to which you fast. Look at a man like Daniel. Daniel was, like Mama told us yesterday, Daniel was prospering in from one regime to another. But Daniel was a heavily fasted man, with man of intense prayer. Daniel prayed to God in a fast for 30 days. Father, I need this. And then for 120 days, the prince of Persia held it. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. And God dispatched angels after 120 days. Daniel did not stop praying and fasting. He dispatched angels to bring about a change of story for him. Somebody is here tonight. Suddenly, God is going to dispatch an angel to release your testimony to you in the name of Jesus. I say God will dispatch an angel to release your blessing to you in the name of Jesus. That exact thing that you're asking for, God has released it, but you need fasting to make the powers of heaven to run towards you and slaughter the people holding on to it. The prince of Persia was holding on to the testimony. Somebody is here right now. From the first day, God has answered your prayer. But there's a prince of Persia holding on to it. That same angel that was dispatched to release Daniel's miracle is dispatched right now to release your miracles. I say it's dispatched right now to release your miracles. Before 12 p.m. tonight, before 12 a.m. tonight, your miracles are in your two hands. I said before 12 a.m. tonight, your miracles are already in your two hands. Your phone will ring tonight. Keep your batteries charged. Your phone will ring tonight. Keep your batteries charged. Your phone will ring tonight. If you are the one I'm speaking to, let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, fasting is the medium for spiritual strength. Isaiah explains that to us very, very clearly. That fasting brings about spiritual strength. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Because anytime you wait upon the Lord, you renew your strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Somebody say, renew their strength. Your strength will be renewed. Do you know the problem with most Christians? They want to use the strength of January 2016 to move for January 2017. Could they walk? As I was coming to church today, the person that was driving me said, sir, we need to top fuel. We need to buy fuel. Why didn't I say no? That is, you need to renew your strength. Why haven't you been using the same battery for this last 1 year? I've never seen any phone they say for the next 3 years, don't charge it. You cannot acquire strength except you are a fasted person. Never. There's no other way. Mix maltina with milk. Mix glucosate boost with it to boost your energy. It won't boost anything. Just add more sugar to your bloodstream. Fasting gives you strength. You are so strong, the devil knows that if you give him a punch, UITH will get a guest. He knows. Fasting is medium for spiritual strength. Medium for spiritual strength. Medium for spiritual strength. Medium for spiritual strength. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16, explains to us, as you fast, it's as if your body, he says, for which cause we faint not. Let's read it together, everybody. One, two, go, so I can carry you along. One, two, go. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. I mean, that's what fasting, day by day. That's what fasting does. It's like you are weak, hands paining you. You have some aches here and there. Your eye is itching you. You are sweating profusely. Even inside the sea, when you are fasting, sometimes you'll be sweating. But it says it's as if your physical body is weak. He said, but your inner man, your inner man, your inward man is renewed. Somebody is here tonight. Your inward man is hereby declared renewed. And your outward strength begins to multiply from today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody is here tonight. You will never say with your mouth again that I'm weak. I say you will never say with your mouth again that I'm weak. Nothing called weakness will be seen around you or your family forever. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, what is the benefit of fasting? Fasting destroys and breaks yokes and bondages. Isaiah 58 verse 6. When you fast, yokes break. Yoke of sickness, yoke of diseases, afflictions. He says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye may break every yoke. So, Fasting breaks yokes. Say, I don't even know what's wrong with me. It's as if there's a yoke. That yoke is very cheap to break. 1 day fast, 2 day fast, 3 day fast, 7 day fast, 21 day fast, 40 day fast. As God helps you onward, that yoke. In fact, by the time you return for the fasting, the yoke has gone. Yoke does not wait for fasting. What's yoke? Say, hey, this guy don't wise up. Oh, this man is wise now. Is wise now. Before you return back from your fasting, the yoke has gone. It doesn't wait. It's like demons. Demons don't wait when you fast. By the time they see you fasting, by the time you return back home, the people you left at home, you won't miss them again. They would have disappeared. Somebody's here today. Every yoke that came in here with you today, that yoke is declared destroyed in the name of Jesus. That yoke is declared destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen tonight. Number four, what is another benefit of fasting? It gives you access to heaven's information. If you want information, or what you can call direction, or to know what to do, information from heaven, you want to know what is going on. Isaiah 55 verse 8. Fasting gives you quick access. Someone say quick access. Quick access to information. For many of you that like information, the cheapest way to get any information is to fast. The cheapest way to get any information, Isaiah 58 verse 8. God bless you. 58 verse 8. The cheapest way to get any information is to fast. I think we need to get a speaker there tomorrow. Okay. Then, now look at this. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. The work of fasting is to grant you access to anything you want. Your light will break forth, and it will bring forth everything that you might need for your life and your destiny. Somebody is here today. Information that will bring forth a reward for you is coming for you tonight in Jesus' name. Can you imagine a man like Daniel? You were not there when somebody slept and had a dream. You know that story? Eh? He wasn't there. And they said, we are going to kill everybody. Everybody here is going to die. All the wise men, everybody. He said, okay, tell us your dreams. I won't tell you. So that you can be sure that you are really a wise man. If you say you are a wise man and you have been eating my food, dodo, spaghetti, chin chin, puff puff, suya, everything, you are looking very robust. Eh? Tell me what I dreamt. Let your salary be paid. That is, you have been working all these days. There's no work for you. Today now, I have work for you. May your enemies not give you work to do. Ah, you didn't say a good amen. Then the king said unto them, I have dreamt a dream. And this dream is troubling me. Tell me this dream. And the wise man said, who tell you? Tell us the dream. He said, I can't tell you. Tell me what I dreamt and tell me this. I know what I dreamt, but I won't tell you. Now, tell me what I dreamt so that I can be sure that you are not lying. And then tell me, the elder of them said, there is nobody under the sun that can get it. Except God, Almighty God. There is no wise man in this world that can give you that kind of information. It's impossible. You know, the Bible says, that which is impossible with men is possible with God. Is somebody with me tonight? The Bible said, when they went together, then I said, don't rush, relax. I know what to do. He called his friends, said, oh boy, let's pray and fast. Let's know what to do. And the Bible says, in a night vision, tonight, as you go to bed, revelation on what to do, solution to the problems of your company, solution to the problems of your generation, shall suddenly be released to you tonight. It shall suddenly be released to you tonight. It shall suddenly be released to you tonight. Solutions that will change your generation will be released to you tonight. And this man slept, and God appeared and said, this is the dream, this is the interpretation. And he appeared tomorrow posing. He put his hand in his pocket and said, God has told me. I'm sure mockers were there. Didn't I know that? It is boy. It is boy. You know, you don't have enemies in life until you begin to make it. When you are not, you are nobody, nobody cares about you. When you are not, things are not working, nobody. But on the day, friends, let me tell you something. Digress a little bit and I'll go back to that. On the day things begin to work for you, prepare for plenty enemies. That's why you must not stop praying and fasting. If I have 10 billion in my account, I'll still be doing what I'm doing now. It's not about money. It's about knowing fully well what is necessary. So Daniel revealed this dream. Why? Because he had access to vital information. Daniel chapter 2. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Somebody is here tonight. A secret that will change your story will be revealed to you tonight. Number 5, benefit of fasting. Fasting is to avert danger. Somebody say danger. The work of fasting is to avert danger. Luke chapter 10 verse 10, the enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm surprised that you are surprised that the enemy is after you. I am shocked. I am perplexed that you are saying that I don't know why enemy is attacking me. Okay, who do you want him to attack? If you are going to attack a madman, he will only attack somebody who is going somewhere. There are too many dangers available. And when devil wake up in the morning, will say, if you can kill him, kill him. He's traveling today. Boss is tired. His children are going to school today. Let him fall down. He's going out right now. Let thief enter his house. As he's going right now, let him try to strike him. That is the work of the devil. Devil does not have good sense. He doesn't have good sense. His sense is to try to attack us. And it is with fasting that we destroy him. In the book of Esther chapter 4, the Bible says, some guys, particularly Haman, tried to destroy the Jews. And the Bible says, Mordecai, who was the head of the Jews at that time, spoke to Esther and said, Queen Esther, please fast for us. Please try to get us out of this situation. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16, Esther 4 verse 16, the Bible says, Esther said, fast for me, both me and my maidens, fast for us. Go gather thyself, all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. That's 3 days, not the one like the one most of us are doing now that we... Not the one that Puff is already waiting and they drink at the back and water. No. 3 days, no eating, no drinking. Many have never done that before. Many here have never. Even me, the first day I did this, I knew that Paco no be rubber. Praise the Lord. And I was running back home that night because I was in church for that 3 days. I was running back home. I said, let me go and break. And as I got back home, I didn't know. That was a long time ago. Very long time ago. As I was running back home, I didn't know that you don't break that kind of fast with Gary. So I soak Gary. Yagaga, yigaria, gagala. Only God saved me. And I wasn't even married then. So I can't even say, this my wife helped me. Nobody to help me. I turned like this. Only God saved me that night. 3 days. And I said, thank God. After 3 days, let me first bombard my stomach with Gary. The thing just hooked my neck like this. You can't even say Jehovah. You can't say Jesus. You can't say anything. You just say... Like I said, along you. somebody here tonight. Grace so fast is coming upon you. One of our married men is here tonight. He came to my office with his wife last night. He said, Pastor, I really thank God. I must confess to you. This is my first time in my life of fasting 3 days. I don't fast. He's also here tonight. Somebody's here tonight. New grace is coming for you. I say new grace is coming for you. Let me tell you this. Don't envy pastors. No, people who envy pastors, they are those pastors. They enjoy. There are some things that you don't want to toy with. We don't want to go into that. But you can come in. It's very good. You enjoy it. It's allowed and it's part of the fun. And you enjoy it too. Praise the Lord. But you know what I'm saying tonight? Eventually, I'm talking about averting dangers. God eventually averted the danger in the life of the Jews. The Bible says in Esther, I think chapter 7 verse 10 or so, that eventually the gallows, thank you Holy Spirit. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. That's what fasting does. Fasting puts your enemy in the same pit they dug for you. The same poison they wanted to give to your child, when you fast, the food is exchanged. It is the person's children that... haven't you watched the Yoruba film before? The mother was in the church praying. And then the child is at home with his second wife. And the second wife prepared food and said, okay, children, come and eat. The first one here with blue plate is for me. It's for my own son. The second one is for the firstborn. Red plate. Don't make mistake. I want to go inside. And they say, you like blue. Me, I like, let us change it. Eh? And I don't like much food. You like. And then before you know it, the film continues. Anyway, when you get home, you can watch the season 2. You can watch the season 2 when you get home. Praise the Lord. So fasting averts danger. They will say you will die. When you fast, you say die. Die. Me with 1,000 lives. Die. 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 I can't die. Talk to your neighbor and say, I can't die now. Talk to another neighbor and say, I can't die now. He says, I shall not die but live to declare the glory of God. So devil power scheme can be averted through fasting. Number 6, benefit of fasting, health reason. I'm not a medical doctor, but I know from my readings and research and my closeness to some people who are into medical profession that it is not good health-wise to eat all the time. You have some things in your body that are organs. This our body is made up of organs, different organs. And a lot of these organs are involved in the digestion process. And they are always working. Cutting yam. Maybe you like yam. You say, how many pieces do you want? You say, give me 10 pieces. Give me 5 eggs. Pour like 7 spoons of stew. And put the remaining balance of the chicken from the Christmas that has not finished. Put it there. Then your organs are breaking it. Sometimes you feel tired, self. They are working. So they make you so tired. Those organs cannot be working year round. You have to. This fasting makes them to. That's why in our church here, every Wednesday, if you are truly a member of this commission, you must fast. It is mandatory. It is important. And you know something? When I come to church on Wednesday and I see people that don't fast, I know. Not that because some people that fast are dull. I will know because I have the Spirit of God in me. So I want to advise you from this year, 2017, engage maximally in the once in a week fast. Also, in this church, every first day of the month, we fast. Every first day of the month, we fast. Yearly, we fast 12 days January, 12 days in June. Also, leaders have fasting day in this church. Pastors and some other one or two other departments in this church have another day of fasting. Then the pastors have in the same week of continuous engagement in prayer and fasting. Makataya, ilakwa kakata, ikagaya, lagwaza, yekwa kataya, ikatakatwa, jagwata gaya, likwa tiketea, zat continuously on those days. New grace to wait on the Lord comes upon you in Jesus' name. May you not sell off your birthright in Jesus' name. And number 7, where we stop tonight, importance of fasting. Fasting is a medium of vengeance against the wicked. The Bible says in Esther chapter 7 verse 10 that the same gallows that Haman prepared for Esther and the Jews was the same gallows where he died. Somebody is here tonight. Tonight is the final night that your enemies will see this life. I say tonight is the final night that the enemies will, your enemies will see this night. Go quickly for me to Psalms 94 verse 1 and 2. Psalms, because tonight all your enemies must take a bow in the name of Jesus. We are going to read it together and then we will go into our time of prayer. 1 and 2. Now let's go. 1, 2, go. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth? O God, to whom vengeance belongeth? Show thyself, lift up thyself, thy judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Render a reward. You can read it on and on. There's more to it after that, but we don't have more time again. When you want God to avenge for you quickly, fast. Fear people that fast too, because when you offend them, there is quick vengeance. One of our beloved families here, somebody was trying to, they are here tonight. Somebody was trying to torment the family. I will kill you. I will destroy you. I will destroy your children. I will destroy you. You don't know me. I'm a witch. If one of the children is in unity, the person will phone. Hello? I can see one of your children in unity now. Your children are dead. Hello? Your children's jam result just came out. This is before they see the result, this person would have gone to check the result. So you are a dead person. You don't know anything. I will show you paper. And one day, we heard about the issue. And our God, the same God that you serve, that I serve, killed the person. I'm not the one that killed the person. I'm not the one. The person, one day somebody just, this person just died. This person just fell. This person just fall down. Don't try. I'm not talking of downloading from internet. I'm talking of something that somebody here tonight. Fear those that wait on God. They are God's eyeballs. You can see just anybody just walking all over the place. Don't mind them. Don't mind us. Because if you dare them, if they are close to God and say, what can they do? You are finished. Fasting amongst other things, make God to fight. God will rise for your sake. You are sick. And in somebody that afflicted you with that sickness, because you fasted, God will return that sickness back to that person. You know that story in Isaiah 38 of that king Hezekiah that was sick? He spoke to God and God lifted that sickness and gave him 15 more years. Somebody is here tonight. I decree that by your fasting in this season, a new lease of life is coming for you and your family. A new lease of life is coming for you and your family. A new lease of life is coming for you and your family. I decree vengeance concerning you tonight. Everyone that wants to kill you, I declare that my God of vengeance will go and strike them down. Anyone attacking you and your children, I decree tonight that God will go and strike them down. I decree tonight that the person attacking you, God will go and strike them down. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.